Jackson City Manager Jonathan Green joins us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. Good morning.
Welcome, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. Before we talk a little bit about the budget, of course, the retail shops hoping to get back pretty soon, and then they get a double barrel hit with all these events being canceled downtown. So it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's frustrating right now. I think, you know, everyone is dealing with the coronavirus and its effects in different ways. But, man, I think we can all agree it's frustrating not to be able to see each other and to think that so many events downtown and throughout the city are making the tough decision to cancel. But, you know, the spread of the virus is so to be so quickly, move so quickly, it's hard to feel like you're making the right decision all the time.
Yeah, double barrel hit for those businesses downtown that really, and of course you've been a big part of a lot of those programs downtown. They really count on it.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I cut my teeth in downtown as the Downtown Development Authority director. And you know, the cruise-ins and the other events that bring people downtown, yeah, they mean a lot to our downtown retailers and restaurants. And, you know, what's really frustrating for me is the amount of events that started to come downtown in the last couple of years that were just getting rolling. It's hitting their stride, you know, with the Gus Macker basketball tournament. And we had that had to be canceled this year, and that was this is when it's third year downtown, and man, it would have been awesome to keep that momentum rolling.
Yeah, any word on the? I know they were hoping to have that that mini Grand Prix downtown. I think that might still be on.
You know, I haven't heard the official word on that, but yeah, you're right. That's another event that would be great to bring back for downtown. It's just your heart breaks when you know those event organizers have to make those calls like they do, because they are aware they chose downtown Jackson for the location for a reason, and that was to be in the mix with the action and to provide people to shop and to stay downtown. You know, making those tough calls to have to cancel or postpone. They're evaluating those impacts as well. You know, it's frustrating.
Yeah, and the fireworks had to be a tough call.
Yeah, you know, from our perspective, we're not the organizer of the fireworks, but from our perspective, that larger crowd in that area, we knew we'd have to be ready anyway with crowd control, traffic control. But man, I don't know. I've been in Jackson since 2009, aside from weather, have we had cancellations like this before? I mean,
yeah,
geez,
yeah, nothing like this. And then, then the budget. Did a story about a half hour ago with the state budget director, and they have a $3 billion hole to fill. Yours isn't that bad, but it. It's stuff that keeps you up at night.
It definitely does keep me up at night. It leads to a lot of anxiety. Continuing to provide top-notch city services is always on my mind, trying to figure out how we as a community and as a city organization can continue to do that, knowing that our budget's going to be impacted negatively. We'll have to make some cuts to that. And right now, you know, with what's happening, the social distancing, sheltering in place, not being able to meet and convene in person is equally as frustrating to me, because you know, my approach to governing and my approach to seeking feedback on our budget is to have meetings, and it's been difficult to get the meaningful citizen feedback. And I want everyone to know that they can email me, especially regarding our budget. I know that we had some comments on our budget at the budget hearing last council meeting, but email me at jgreen, and green is an E at the end of it, at cityofjackson.org, with your comments on our budget. It's important to me that we incorporate, even evaluate comments and make sure that, you know, the document, our spending document or guiding document for how the city should operate and spend its resources match the desires and wishes of our citizens. So I know that right now you can't come to a meeting and speak your piece, but I want to make sure everyone knows they can email me. And we'll be having a budget workshop this week virtually. And we've been stressing about how we can have, you know, meaningful citizen interaction. So that's why I'm throwing my email out there today. So you can go on the city website, read the budget, evaluate it, send me your questions, send me your concerns, and mm-hmm. it's something we can address. You know, I want to make sure we do that.
City Manager Jonathan Green with us. Jonathan, is it a foregone conclusion there'll be some layoffs or even a substantial number of layoffs?
Well, right now we do have people on layoff and furlough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the state met last week and to talk about, you know, how they see, they call it their revenue estimating conference. We know that there'll be some hits to state shared revenue sharing. We know there'll be some hits to our income tax. We'll have to evaluate and try to anticipate what those impacts are going to be. But it is safe to say, I think that, you know, we have some vacant positions with the city that, won't be filled. We made some tough calls early on to do the layoffs and furloughs really at the beginning when people weren't quite talking about that because we could see how this was going to impact us. And I think that's going to pay dividends in the future with maybe our cuts, additional cuts don't have to be as deep as someone like State who kept their employees on the payroll throughout this and the state's impacted in different ways with their funding sources. But the tough early calls we made should, with some prudent moves going forward, mm-hmm. by council next couple weeks, when they adopt a budget, we should be in good shape. We know that to be cuts, just how those look. You know, we have some time to decide how we want to do what's best and try to make the right decisions for the city.
Anybody spared, like let's say police and fire?
Well, I mean, those critical services of the city, you always want to make sure you pay close attention to, make sure we keep everybody safe in the city. I don't want to get into a situation right now where we're trying to pick who's spared and who's right. not spared. So it's tough to call right now.
Charter Review Commission, what's that all about?
Well, yeah, the Charter Review Commission, they've been meeting for a while, or had been meeting for a while, 2018 to 2019. It fell off the priority list, and thus council asked that to be restarted. I think no surprises tied to our council member vacancy we mm-hmm. have right now. The Charter Review Commission was working on drafting and amending some language in our charter to make some changes to that process of filling vacant positions, and it was the impetus for restarting this now. And that commission will meet virtually for the first time in about a year, a little over a year, I think, on Wednesday night. So looking forward to that. And, you know, I'm trying to, even though everyone is sheltering in place and the city is still moving forward, and try to keep all the balls in the air.
Is that a priority to push that forward as far as the council vacancy?
Yeah, it's a priority. We have the specific vacancy we have right now. We're working towards filling that as quickly as possible, waiting on some more feedback before we can formally announce the date and time for the interviews for that. But that's upcoming real fast.
What do you see as far as the street repairs? Do you see that being affected?
Well, it's hard to say right now. I think that from maybe a 30,000-foot view, people driving less, with gas and weight taxes being directly tied to people paying for gas at the pumps, maybe that not happening as much, I think, in the future. It hasn't impacted us this year, but I think, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on that for next year, and it could have some negative impacts. We may have to slow down some of our street projects. But it remains to be seen. We'll be planning for every eventuality when it comes to those sorts of things, so we can make sure we're always ready to act.
Zoom meetings have been tough.
Well, you know, they have been tough for someone who enjoys feeling the energy in a room and having digitally interrupted conversations without freezing screens or missing audio. Yeah, it has been tough, but we're working through it and getting a little bit better each time we have a meeting. And, you know, so this virtual meeting order goes until the end of June, and hopefully after that we can be back having some in-person meetings, safely, of course.
So I know you'll be interviewing for the Fifth Ward. Is that going to be a Zoom deal also?
Right now, yeah, it's that's the way it's being contemplated. And I think that's frustrating for all involved. I know that as someone who has sought jobs in the past, the idea of having to do a phone interview or something like that, where you can't read people's body language or necessarily be there physically, can pose some challenges. But right now, we've got to do what we can do, and right now we're setting up to do that virtually.
Jackson City Manager Jonathan Green, appreciate the visit, Jonathan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Greg.
Stay safe.